So, Gonzo, when do we expect this announcement?
I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't until Friday.
Okay.
And I say that only because of how sensitive MLB is to announcements until after the World Series, and with the threat of tampering looming, I think everybody's careful. Everybody that's involved is careful about making this look as professional as possible.
I can understand why the Cubs would want Joe Maddon to manage them, but put yourself in Joe Maddon's position. Why would he want to manage the Cubs, and why would he want to manage them now?
I think he's probably ready for another challenge. He enjoyed his time in Tampa. You guys see him at least three times a year when he comes up to Toronto. Terrific guy. Loves that underdog role with the Rays. He's really relished that. And I think now it's time for probably one of the greatest challenges of his life right now, and that's trying to get the Cubs to a championship level. He's going to have more prospects coming out once than he did with the Rays, who always had that one marquee star coming up, whether it be Longoria, Price, Upton, Crawford. The Cubs seem to have them all coming within a 2-3 year span right now. They still need pitching, but I figure that Joe looks at this situation, thinks what an opportunity this is, and he's ready to seize the moment.
What happens to Rick Rannick and his staff?
That's an interesting question. I think what happens to Rick Renteria is...
I'm sorry, Renteria. Rick Rannick.
They probably pay off his final 2 years of his contract. Interesting situation with the coaches, because there's only one opening on the staff right now, and they love pitching coach Chris Bosio and the infrastructure they have there. So you combine that with the fact that the Rays... have all their coaches signed for next year and want to keep them. I'm not sure how much more movement is there's going to be with the coaches. So it's a very curious situation, and I guess we'll find out pretty soon.
That's an educated fan base, and it's also a fan base that hasn't had a lot of success. Is Joe Maddon viewed amongst Cub fans as, you know, the Messiah? Does he have enough of a reputation that Cubs fans will be viewing him as the guy who can take them forward? Because I think a lot of us thought, you know, there's only room for so many Messiahs. A lot of us thought Theo Epstein was going to be the Messiah as well.
They also thought Dusty Baker and Lou Pinella as well.
And, yes, thank you for that.
Dusty was five outs away from having a statue in front of Wrigley Field. It didn't happen, and Lou won his first couple years, got to the playoffs, and then things eroded. In the case of Joe, I think the selling points are the Cubs are building a foundation that they believe they're going to have sustained success. You combine that with Maddon's arrival, Wrigley Field's being renovated over a 4-year plan. This all comes together. And I think Cub fans, for the most part, think that Joe's coming at the right time. There's still some people that don't like the way this thing was handled.
Think it's going to be $5 million a year?
Yeah, I would be surprised if it wasn't. And one thing to keep in mind is this thing with Joe and the Rays. Behind the scenes, I know somebody that's familiar with the negotiations. The last contract, Joe really felt cheated that he didn't get paid at least close to market value.
Mark, it's going to be an interesting offseason for you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very, very busy, and it's just started.
The important thing, though, the most important thing, the pregame sessions are going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's one thing we didn't get much of from Rick. But with Joe, he's dynamic, as you know, so there'll never be a dull moment, and I think the music in the clubhouse will improve as well.
Probably. You may see a few animals in there. Before I let you go, the Blue Jays have an opening for hitting coach right now. There's been some suggestion that Eric Hinsky might figure in that from people in Toronto. Would that surprise you at all, or what's your read in that situation?
So, they like Eric Hinsky here, but that's certainly a promotion for Eric, should he choose to pursue it. And hitting is his forte. He also fared well under Joe Maddon in 2008, hitting 20 homers and driving in 60 runs. It looks to me like a win-win situation. The only reason I could see Eric turning it down is because he lives in Scottsdale, Arizona, in the offseason. It's only a 20-minute drive from his place to the Cubs spring training facility in Mesa.
Yeah, that's perfect, and especially for guys who've traveled a lot playing baseball, there's nothing like being that close to home. So it's an interesting thing to keep in mind. Mark, thanks so much for doing this. As I said, enjoy the offseason and have fun with Joe Maddon.
I will. Take care, Jeff.